Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." We have rest when God is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Little Lily stumbled out of the grocery store. Her little legs were tired from shopping, and she was eager to hop up into the van to rest for a bit. She burst out of the doors toward the parking lot when she suddenly and instantly stopped. She waited at the edge of the parking lot for Dad to catch up. Without saying a word or turning her head, she stretched her arm up toward the sky. Instantly, she felt the strong yet loving embrace from Daddy's hand, and the two marched on toward the van. Are you familiar with this scene? It happens all over and all the time, at grocery stores, at stoplights, in the neighborhood. Often it happens automatically and without thinking. A child is trained so well that it becomes like a natural instinct. When you are by cars, you go with an adult and hold their hand. That's when you're safe. That's when you're protected. That's when you're okay to keep going. Moses and the Israelites needed to do a little learning and training about this. Most of the Israelites thought that they could go through the desert and the promised land without their Heavenly Father. They often tried to go their own way alone, and every time it turned out to be a bad choice. But Moses prayed and pleaded with the Lord to be gracious and forgiving. He asked that God would go with them into the promised land. Sure enough, God forgave his people once again and promised to go with them. Moses and the people could be at rest. They could take comfort that they were safe. And it was okay to keep going forward because God would be with them. We are often like the Israelites. We go astray and try to go our own way. Sometimes we get so busy that we forget about God. Sometimes we are very stubborn and think we don't need God, that we can go through life on our own. How foolish! It's like we are little kids who think we can run into the street without an adult. It's never safe to go anywhere or do anything without our God. Thank God that even though we stray from Him, He came to be with us. Jesus Himself came to be with us. He came to bring us forgiveness for going our own way by living for us and dying on the cross. Even today, Jesus still comes to be with us. Jesus comes to us in His Word and in baptism and communion, so that we can be assured that we are dearly loved by our Heavenly Father. You may feel afraid about many things in life, but take rest and comfort in this promise. Because of Jesus' love and forgiveness, you have a Father in heaven who will be with you and hold your hand every step of the way. We bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, remind me that you are always with me. I know that when you are with me, you will guide, guard, and protect me. Take my hand and lead me throughout life. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.